I was sent a book the other day that I think might really spark your imagination. I know it sparked mine. It's called The Art of Play, and it's from former Winnipegger Joan Stanford, who lives now in Mendocino, California. The subtitle of the book explains its appeal. The subtitle is Ignite Your Imagination to Unlock Insight, Healing, and Joy. And the book is full of examples and strategies that can help all of us to do just that. And Joan's here now. Hi there.
Hi, Terry. Thank you.
What were you trying to accomplish with this book?
I was essentially trying to accomplish what you just said, to invite people to just try to go back to playing with art materials and igniting their imagination. Because as young kids, our imaginations are so active. You know, we pretend all the time, we take on roles, and then that gets put aside for most of us. We think we're not creative or we're comparing ourselves to, quote, real artists. So we just deny ourselves the pleasure of creating with art materials.
Now, you're a trained art therapist, but this book is for all of us ordinary people.
Yes.
Would you be willing to kind of guide us all on the radio this morning through your method of unlocking insight, healing, and joy? Like, where should we start? If someone's listening saying, I want to try this, what should they do?
Well, I would first of all say probably you're more creative than you think you are. And if you just look at your own life, we all express creativity in many different ways. You know, cooking, like you just had the mm-hmm. cooking segment. You know, the way we dress, the books we read, the way we decorate our houses. So we have creativity being expressed in many ways in our lives. But when you actually start to do it with imagery, you know, I use collage. I find that's extremely accessible. If you're not a trained artist or if you're pretty judgmental about what you draw, it's a great way to begin because all images evoke, you know, feelings and responses in us. And so as soon as you start to look at imagery with that openness, like, oh, what does this stimulate in me? The process begins. And if you're exposed to different materials, it's kind of like a smorgasbord of excitement. You know, you see all these different things that you want to play with, like pastels or different art materials. I find it just brings out the kid right away when you're around art materials.
But how do you get past the feeling that I'm no good at this. I tried to do art that I liked when I was younger, and it never turned out very well. Is it about the finished object, or is it about the process?
That's the trick. You have to let go of how it's going to turn out, and it's tricky. I say it like it's easy, but it isn't. But to try and go into the process of it, and let the process start to lead you and take over you, rather than thinking, well, I want to draw a tree, or I want to represent something I see out there. It's more about trying to represent a feeling you have inside. It's coming from the inside out.
So how do you get in touch with that feeling?
You just basically recognize something around you or pay attention to something around you and just kind of pause for a moment and let that have its impact on you. I mean, if you look at a sunset. We all look at a sunset and we can take it for granted and not really notice it. But if you stop and look at it and really notice it and let it come into you, different feelings come up, different associations.
A lot of us, though, when we see a sunset, are inclined to just get out the camera phone and take a picture. But you would say treat it in a different way, internalize it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Let it come into you. With its associations, like what does a sunset mean? Does it mean like the passing of another day, a transition to another place in your life, death? I mean, it could be any number of things that come up. And then if you just go with that, maybe just take some colors and smush them around and not try to make it look like what you just saw, which is very hard. I mean, because we're really conditioned to do that, to be more representational.
You have three questions that you recommend that we ask ourselves to explore the art.
Yes.
The art of play. What are those three questions?
Yeah, this is a good place to begin. It's actually a magnet a friend had on a refrigerator. And three questions just to kind of have in your mind. One is, what inspired me today? What moved me today? What surprised me today?
And so what do we do with those questions?
So if you just think about it's more just about being more conscious as you move through your day. You might see something in the day. You might just see a random thing on the ground, but you notice it. For some reason, it catches your attention. And that you you can go with that. But what I like about those three questions is what inspires me is sort of a call to action. It would make you want to add something, do something, create something. What moves me takes you into the feeling place in yourself, like how are you feeling on the inside? And so often we kind of are disassociated from that. And then what surprises me brings back that kid part that I think is so essential, the non-judgmental part, because when you're surprised, it's like the world is a wonderful place again. It brings wonder and curiosity.
Now, the book is full of examples of work that you've created, but it's also a bit of a guidebook, not just to visual imagery, but to writing, poetry,
right,
and a way to explore more deeply the ideas in the book. And so we could take this book, if we wanted to explore the Joan Stanford approach to the art of play, this could almost be like a how-to manual in a certain way, right?
And my intention, my real hope was that it would inspire people to just give it a go, give it a try, and stick with it a little bit. Are you aware of the Weed Institute here in Winnipeg? It's the Winnipeg Holistic Expressive Arts Therapy.
I am not.
And they're actually at the University of Winnipeg. And so if anybody's really interested in pursuing it, I'm sure they have lots of events. International Expressive Arts Community is actually hosting their conference in Winnipeg in 2017, and they host it every 2 years. Last time it was in Hong Kong, so it's a pretty big deal.
Mm. Now, you're having a couple of launches, and you brought in a copy very generously to give away to the listener, right?
Yes.
That's very sweet of you to do that. So you have a launch coming up next Sunday, July 24th, right, up at Winnipeg Beach, right?
Yes. Yeah. My good friend Nancy, that I've known since kindergarten, and her friend Helma arranged this for the Interlake area.
Yes. And you have another one coming up at McNally Robinson Booksellers
on
as well.
On Tuesday the 26th.
Nice. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a really invigorating idea. I'm going to try this. I am. I'm just going to see where it goes.
Great.
It's exciting.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that response. That's really what I wanted.
Well, congratulations on a great – how much does it cost, by the way?
I don't know about in Canada. In the States, it's $19.95.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your summer. You're back in Manitoba?
Yep.
In
Matlock? Yep. Come every summer.
Nice.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay. Joan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That's Joan Stanford of Mendocino, California. Well, formerly of Winnipeg, longtime Matlock cottager, author and creator of The Art of Play, Ignite Your Imagination to Unlock Insight, Healing, and Joy. It's published by She Writes Press. Next Sunday, the Lake Winnipeg Writers Group and a couple of friends of Joan will be launching The Art of Play at the studio of Helma Rogue Raiders. That's at 247 Laurel Avenue at Winnipeg Beach. That's next Sunday from 2 to 4. And then the second launch takes place Tuesday, July 26th at 7 at McNally Robinson Booksellers. So phone us right now, 204-780-0893 or 1-800-268-5483. And we'll give the book away to phone caller number 20. I know there'll be a lot of interest in this. 204-780-0893 or 1-800-268-5483. Danelle is taking your calls on the other side of the glass.